All right, I wanted to take a few extra minutes to talk about a difficult passage where Peter and Jesus are talking to each other over breakfast on the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus asks Peter three times if Peter loves Jesus. And Peter says three times that he does. And then the third time he's grieved. The issue I want to look at today is why was Peter grieved? We touched on it in the sermon, but I wanted to spend a little more time. This is not some major issue of doctrine. There are great Christians on both sides of this debate. Not a big deal in that regard, but it does change the meaning of the paragraph. And so in that sense, it is significant in that sense. It matters what the paragraph means. And I'm going to start by giving an argument for the position that I do not take, and then I'm going to give an argument for the position that I do take second. So here's the argument for the position that's been held by many throughout church history, but I don't think is the preferable one. So we have to understand there's two Greek words here for love. There's the word agapao, which is where we think of the word agape, and then the word phileo. And the argument goes like this. The word agape is a purer, higher, more godly, more Trinitarian, more sacrificial love that is purer and greater. Phileo is more common, secular, familial, brotherly love, family love, and is more secondary and not as significant as agape love. With that in mind, I'm going to read the verses with the words agapao and the word phileo included. So this is John 21, 15 to 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Peter, Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you agape me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you agape me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you phileo me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you phileo me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I phileo you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. From this position, you can clearly see, the argument goes, that the changing of the Greek word from agape to phileo is what grieved Peter. The first two questions, Jesus asked Peter if he agapes him. And then Peter responds by saying that he phileos him. And yet the third time Jesus changes the word from agape to phileo, and Peter is grieved because it feels as though Jesus is lowering the bar. Jesus is putting the bar high, saying, Do you really love me, Peter, with that deep, pure, godly, Trinitarian, Holy Spirit-given agape love? And Peter keeps saying, Well, I love you with the phileo, kind of lesser brotherly love. And Jesus says, Do you agape me? He says, I phileo you. Then the last time Jesus lowers the bar and says, Okay, do you phileo me with a lesser love? And Peter is grieved because the third time Jesus asked him, he switched the word from agape to phileo, and that's what grieves Peter, that the bar has been lowered. Now, I admit, that really is a possibility as an interpretive key to the passage. So that the grief of Peter is that Jesus changes the word from agapao to phileo, and Jesus is essentially lowering the bar, putting it lower, and that's what grieves Peter. Now, to substantiate that view, you would have to show that the word agape and the word phileo take on clearly distinct meanings throughout the New Testament, and especially throughout the Gospel of John, because that's where the whole argument would hinge. Unfortunately for that position, I think just the opposite is the case. So let me read you a note from Andreas Kostenberger. He's not only written a great commentary on John, but he also wrote the study notes in the ESV Study Bible for John. And in those notes, it says this, summarizing the argument. Kostenberger writes, In these three questions, do you love me more than these, and answers, Peter uses the same verb for love all three times, phileo, but Jesus uses a verb for love in the first two questions, agapao, and then switches to Peter's word phileo in the third question. There may be a slight difference in nuance between the verbs, and many older commentators have argued for a difference, often seeing agapao as representing a higher and purer form of love. However, this is Kostenberger, most modern commentators are not persuaded that there is any clearly intended difference of meaning here because the two words are often used interchangeably in similar contexts, and because John frequently uses different words where little discernible difference in meaning can be determined, perhaps for stylistic reasons. While there may be no difference in the meanings of the two verbs, Peter is nonetheless grieved because Jesus kept asking him if he loved him. Don Carson, in his commentary on the Gospel of John, points out a similar thing when he says this. He says that the word God loved the Son in John 3:35 is the word agape. God the Father agapaos the Son. Whereas in chapter 5, verse 20, God the Father phileos the Son. Well, there's clearly no difference in meaning there. God has one love for the Son, and whether it's agapao or phileo, it's the same idea. Jesus' love for Lazarus in John 11, 5 and 36 is called both phileo and agape with no discernible difference in meaning. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, but it was translated into Greek. It's called the Septuagint. And in the Septuagint, we're told in 2 Samuel 13 that Amnon incestuously rapes his sister Tamar, a terrible story. And his love for his sister, which is the love of a rapist, is called both agape and phileo in the Greek Old Testament. So there's the love of a rapist, which is no love at all, is called both agape love and phileo love in the Greek Old Testament. Clearly, there's no sense in which agape there is a purer or greater love, because it's the love of a rapist, and that's clearly a wicked love. Next, you see that Demas, and I mentioned this in the sermon, in 2 Timothy 4:10, as he is apostatizing, that is, as he's falling away from the faith, Paul says, Demas, in love with the present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Now, that love for the world is a wicked, apostatizing, Christless, godless love. It's leading him away from Christ. And that word in Greek is agape, agapao. It's the word that we're talking about. So clearly the word agape or agapao does not always mean some kind of pure godly love. Here it's referring to wicked love. So you're starting to see the issue here, but you can also see that John, the beloved disciple, is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. Sometimes the word is agapao or agape. Sometimes the word is phileo. And depending on the context, it could be one or the other, but there's clearly no difference in meaning. John is the disciple whom Jesus loved, and whether it's the word agape or phileo, the meaning remains the same. Well, Carson adds to that in his NIV Zondervan Study Bible, in the note there, points out something very interesting. Quote, the Greek text includes four pairs, this is the conversation with Jesus and Peter, the Greek text includes four pairs of synonyms with no discernible difference in meaning. He argues this. Number one, the word love occurs seven times. The first and third use are the word agapao, and the other five are phileo, but there's no discernible difference in meaning. Number two, feed the sheep and take care of the sheep, to feed or to shepherd the sheep. Two different words, but with no clear distinction in meaning. Number three, God's people are called lambs, feed my lambs, and sheep, feed my sheep, but there's no clear distinction in meaning between lambs and sheep. It's not as though he's saying feed some of the church of God, but not all the church of God. Clearly, he's referring to all the people of God, both with the word lambs and the word sheep. So although there are different words in Greek and in English, there is no difference in referent. The two words are referring to the same thing. And then the fourth thing in this paragraph is the word know. Like when Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know all things. The first three times the word is used, it's one Greek word. And the fourth time the word know is used in the paragraph, it's a distinctly different Greek word, the word gnosko. Well, here you have it. Carson is pointing out that the word love has two words, but one meaning. The idea of caring for the sheep has two words, feed and shepherd, but one meaning. The name for the people of God is lambs and sheep, but with one distinct meaning, not with two. And the word know has no clear distinct meaning, but two different Greek words for know are used. Now, with this information in place, it really does begin to change the way that we understand the paragraph. So let's go back and we'll read it. I'll just read part of it, summarizing. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these, agape? And he says, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. No difference in meaning here. Number two, Simon, son of John, do you love me, agapao? Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. No distinction in meaning. He's just agreeing. Then verse 17 is key. Jesus said to Peter the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? That's phileo. Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Well, in other words, what grieved Peter was not that Jesus switched the word from agape to phileo. What grieved Peter was that Jesus had to ask the question a third time. Well, what's the big deal here? If you go back to verse 9, this conversation is happening around a what? Charcoal fire. And the charcoal fire is only mentioned one other time in the whole New Testament, which is just a couple chapters earlier in John 18, 18, when Peter denied Jesus, he was in front of a charcoal fire. Now, John is giving us a huge signal to say, hey, I'm giving you a clue here as to the meaning of this paragraph. I mentioned a charcoal fire in 18. What did Peter do three times over that charcoal fire? He denied that he knew Jesus. What is Jesus asking Peter to do three times over this charcoal fire? To affirm that he loves Jesus more than the other disciples, which was his claim in Matthew and Mark's gospel specifically, that he loved the other disciples more than they loved Jesus. And so Jesus is simply reminding him of his denials and getting him to give an affirmation of his love for each of his denials. And the first time Jesus asks Peter if he loves him, Peter doesn't get it. The second time he doesn't get it, understandably, but the third time he couldn't mistake it. Sitting over those charcoal flames, and for the third time, Jesus laboring the point, Peter then realizes, Jesus is confronting me with my three denials. And that's why Peter was grieved. I also mentioned in the sermon that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all have Jesus going out and weeping after he denies Jesus three times on the night of the betrayal. But John leaves out his going out and weeping after that third denial and waits for his grieving of those three denials here in this scene. This is John's version of Jesus going out and weeping bitterly. That doesn't mean John denies that he did initially go out and weep bitterly, but John left that detail out of his gospel because he wanted to highlight it in this story. This story of Peter and Jesus talking over charcoal fire and him being asked this question three times about his love is only told in John. It's not told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So all four gospels have Jesus denying Jesus three times in front of a servant girl and others as the rooster crows. All four gospels have that. Matthew, Mark, and Luke show Peter's repentance immediately by him going out and weeping. John holds that detail out, leaves it out of this story, and instead includes this as the restoration passage for Peter. In light of the fact that agapao and phileo do not have clearly distinct meanings in John or in the New Testament or the Greek Old Testament, The idea that the switching of the words is the crux of the matter seems to lose a lot of its strength. I think it loses, frankly, all of its strength because that's where its whole strength rested. And instead, what grieved Peter was not that Jesus switched the word from agapao to phileo, but what grieved Peter is that Jesus asked him the third time in front of a charcoal fire, reminding of his three denials. And that is the reason why Peter was grieved.